the basis for our message today is going to be from Joshua chapter 24, and I'd like to read that, and you can follow along with me, please. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our forefathers out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. The Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God." It's the word of our Lord. How many of you are familiar with the Capital One, I think it's Quicksilver commercial with Samuel L. Jackson? Yeah, right? He says 1.5% cash back, every purchase, everywhere, every single day. And then he holds up a card and says, "What's in your wallet?" Now, if you want to put aside that that was the absolute worst Samuel L. Jackson impersonation you've ever heard, what's the point of that commercial? It's to get you to go and take out a Quicksilver Capital One credit card, right? That's the whole purpose. They hired a famous actor to do that commercial because they want to influence a choice that you're going to make when it comes to what credit card you're going to use. We are living in a society where we're bombarded with people who want to influence our choices, right? We have a media blitz. You know, it's amazing to me that you can drive down the expressway and you see billboard after billboard after billboard advertising everything from bankruptcy and personal injury lawyers to shopping malls, to casinos, to beverages, you name it, it's there. And there's so many billboards that I often wonder why that's not considered distracted driving, right? I mean, if you would honestly read every single one of those billboards, how much would your eyes be on the road? What's the purpose? Influence the choices we make. Every one-hour TV show has an average of 15 to 20 minutes of commercial time. And people will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and if it's the Super Bowl, millions of dollars for a 30-second or 60-second time slot so they can do what? Influence your choices in life. Now, why am I bringing this up on Mother's Day? It's quite simple. There is no one who influenced the choices a child makes more than mom and dad. It's just the way it is. Because you spend more time with your kids, and when you were little, you spent more time with your mom than with anything else, right? So what we're going to look at today is what kind of influence are we as Christians in a Christian society, what kind of influence are we making to our children as far as the choices that they make? And to do that, we're looking at Joshua. And Joshua was a leader of God's Old Testament people. He came after Moses, and he's the one who led the people into the promised land, and they retook the entire promised land. It was parceled out to all the different 12 tribes of Israel. And then Joshua gathered all the people together, and he said, you have a choice to make. He said, you choose right now, today, whom you're going to serve. And what were the choices they had? Well, you can choose to serve the gods our forefathers worshipped back in Egypt, which would have been the calf god and the sun god. Or you can choose to worship the gods of the Canaanite people, the Amorites and others that you're living among. And that would have been the god Baal and the female counterpart of Baal, Ashtoreth. Or you can choose to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. The reason Joshua put these choices before them is because there was such a strong influence of those false gods on the people of Israel. Those gods, the sun god, the calf god, Baal, Ashtoreth, you know, they were all fertility gods. So what they were taught is if you worshiped those gods, God would bless you and basically they're promising you good crops and you would be rich. Also extremely immoral gods, because the worship, part of that worship was, you know, parties where people ate too much, drank too much, temple prostitutes, basically just an orgy. And that had so much appeal to the people of Israel that a lot of them were drawn to those gods. And I think one of the things that shows us that is, if you remember when the people of Israel came out of Egypt and they settled on Mount Sinai and they were down at the base of that mountain, Moses went up to get the law from the Lord. 40 days he was gone. And what did the people do? They said, well, we don't know what happened to Moses. We don't know what happened to our God. So, Aaron, why don't you make us an idol? Why don't you make us a god out of gold? And what did he make? Golden calf, right? The influence of that calf god back in Egypt. So what was happening after they settled in the land is because there was such a pull from these false gods that a lot of the people were making these really bad choices. And what they were doing is they were participating in the immorality and the orgies of those false gods during the week. And then, of course, on the Sabbath day, they would go to the synagogue and go through the motions of worshiping the Lord. And what Joshua is saying is it doesn't work that way. He said, I want you to choose right now, today, which God you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the gods of Egypt? Are you going to serve the gods of the Canaanite people around you? Or are you going to serve the Lord? You can't choose them all. You can only have one God. And then Joshua made it extremely clear who he was going to serve, didn't he? As for me and my house, for me and my whole family, we're going to serve the Lord. And what do the people of Israel say? Yep, we will too. Yep, we're going to do the same thing. Did they? Well, some did, some didn't. Some did for a while, others didn't. Why? Because of all those other bad influences that wanted to pull them away from worshiping the true God. Can you see any parallels between that and our society today? We don't have calf gods and we don't have Baal and Ashtoreth, but you know, my neighbor years ago, we used to talk religion a lot, and he said the problem in our country is people worship the god of more. And what he meant by that is we live in a society where people are never satisfied because they never have enough stuff. They always want more. And it's because how are people judged in our society today? You know, success in our society is judged today by the size of your paycheck, the kind of car you drive, the house you live in and how you furnished it, and even the smartphone that you carry in your hand, right? Success is based on all this material stuff. And the problem with that is that people never have enough of it. And that's what he said. They worship at the God of more. And of course, there's all kinds of religions out there today and philosophies out there today, and even creeping into the Christian church today, that tell you to worship Jesus or worship God because you'll become instantly wealthy and you'll get all these blessings and all this money, and pretty much focusing our attention on material earthly things and away our attention away from Jesus and what he really means. And did you notice how Joshua influenced the people of Israel to make the decision to worship the true God? He reminded them of everything the Lord had done for them. Reminded them that it was the Lord who led them out of Egypt through the wilderness into the promised land. It was the Lord who helped them defeat all their enemies, give them the promised land back. He also reminded them of the promise God had given, you know, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to send a Savior. And said, look at what God has done for you spiritually. And that's what influenced them to make the choice. And what influences us to choose the God we worship? You know, we've got all those influences out there, right? From billboards to commercials to everything else. What influences us to choose the Lord, to choose Jesus? Well, it's what Jesus has done, right? You look at that manger in Bethlehem, and we see more than a baby, right? We see the love of God. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son. We focus our attention on the cross, and we look at what Jesus is doing on that cross, and again, we see love, don't we? Greater love than this has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing. He's laying down his life for the forgiveness of our sins. And we look at that empty tomb, and we remember the promise that Jesus gave, because I live, you will live also, and we have that promise of eternal life. And then as a few of us did Thursday night, we celebrate our Savior's ascension, his return to heaven, and we remember what Jesus said about that. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be where I am. Jesus is promising us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And you and I know that there's nothing more important than forgiveness and eternal life in heaven. And the only way to get that is through Jesus. What influenced you to choose Jesus? You know, I told the kids in the children's message, it's my parents, right? Parents have the single greatest influence on the choices kids make. You know, when it comes to education, you can talk all you want about quality teachers, which are important, proper funding for the classroom, which is important. But any teacher will tell you that the single most important thing in a child doing well in school is the influence of the home. When parents put a priority on education, when parents make sure that their kids get to school on time every day with their homework done and done well, those are the kids who do well in school. It's the influence of the parents. And my friends, nothing influences kids more spiritually than the influence of their parents. Look at the choice you made today. I mean, you made a conscious choice this morning, right? The conscious choice was to get up and come to church. Yeah, there's other choices you could have made, right? You could have chosen to sleep in. You could have chosen on this nice sunny day to get some work done around the house. Or maybe go and have some family outing. But you didn't. You chose to come here and hear more about Jesus. Who influenced that choice? You know, for the children here, who influenced that choice was your mom or dad, right? For us adults, what influenced that choice? Well, it's the upbringing we had to tell us that this is the most important choice we can make. Because Jesus is more important than work around the house and getting some extra sleep. And we know that because of what Jesus has done for us. And I know you made that conscious choice this morning, and I don't know what influenced that conscious choice, but what conscious choice are you going to make next Sunday or the Sunday after? And just ask yourself, what's the most important thing? What's the most important thing you can do for your children? What's the most important thing you can do for yourself and for your faith in Jesus? You know, it's to be in that word and know that the Holy Spirit is working through that word to strengthen your faith, bring you closer to Jesus, and keep you close to Jesus. And when you look at the media blitz we talked about earlier, look at all the things that we are exposed to every single day that lead us away from Jesus. You really think the things we see on television, movies, and the media are things that Jesus wants us to follow? Neither do I. Are those really the things that you want your kids to follow? And the only way to combat all those influences is by the positive influence we have. The positive influence we have through the Word of God and the example we set for others. And that's what makes Mother's Day and every day and parents such an important part of their children's lives. We have a choice to make. And look at the choice Joshua made. Very clear. As for me and my house, me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. And may that be the choice we make, not only today, but every day. As for me and my family, we too will serve the Lord.